There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAprepares.com. Captain John Reagan's with us. I'm Vincent Finelli. And Larry Nichols is with us. And Larry, who's Chelsea? Who is Chelsea Clinton?
Well, that's an interesting one. I had said years ago, when I was fighting Bill, told Hillary to stay out of it, and if she didn't, then I would hit back. Well, she attacked my family. When she did, then I told the truth about Hillary and Chelsea. Chelsea is not Bill Clinton's daughter. She is the daughter of Webb Hubble, one of the three, Vince Foster, Hubble, and Hillary, that worked at the Rose Law Firm. Now, everybody thought that is crazy, et cetera, et cetera. About 4 or 5 weeks ago, National Enquirer called me and said, tell us, is Chelsea Bill's? And I said, no, they did a story about it. Well, anybody wants to look, 15th of January, or July, this issue coming out, the National Enquirer finally got hold of DNA and did a DNA test, and Chelsea's not Bill's. She is Webb Hubble's kid. Now, how did I know it back then? Bill told me. And by the way, Vincent, may I put a disclaimer? I'm sitting here and acting. I don't want people to think I'm some know-it-all. I don't claim to know everything. I don't claim to know anything. Can't bake a cake, can't fix a car. So please, don't. Am I sounding bad, Vince? Sounding like I'm some kind of know-it-all?
Larry, I have a shortwave radio in the studio right here in Missouri. I'm broadcasting from my farm. And this actually, it's a ham rig, and it's the same ham rig that I used to listen to you on shortwave broadcast, and you sound exactly the same to me as you did 15, 20 years ago.
Well, I work hard, Vince and Captain, because there's so much crap out there and so many people, and then somebody comes on, maybe they got a story. Listen to me 15 years ago, and if I've made my stories get bigger or made my role bigger or better, then call me a liar. I mean, all I can do is tell it exactly like it was.
I'm hearing, Larry Nichols, I'm hearing the same thing. I really am. Except you just said DNA evidence was used to prove who the father of Chelsea Clinton is. Let me ask you this. Are presidents easily bribed? We have a feeling that, you know, politicians are selected because they're easily manipulated. Are presidents easily bribed?
Once again, not speaking for everybody because I wasn't around everybody, but for years, what people don't know, my time working in and around Washington under the underbelly with the work I did with Special Forces, and then with Congressman Tommy Robinson. One thing, Vince, people may not know. Remember the post office scandal? The one you worked. All right, I'm the guy that wrote that. So I've been around Washington, the underbelly. And I can only say this. We have the best government money can buy. The problem is we, the people, don't have money to buy it. And nobody is going to be president unless the people that own them belly up. And so the answer has got to be, no matter who's president today, they're bribable. Now, we're getting to a point socially, morally, as a nation, to where bribing them is going to be harder. But time anyway, so it really won't matter. But remember, back when Bill was running for president, I brought out Jennifer Flowers. My God, a man running around on his wife. Then I brought out the fact that Hillary was AC/DC. My God, a homosexual. Today, those things don't matter. Bill, I said, use drugs. Today, what could you catch Obama doing? If you wonder about bribery today, just ask yourself this. What on earth could you catch Barack Hussein Obama doing? Catch him. Bring it out. And anybody cares about.
There's no disagreement. No, Larry Nichols, no disagreement from me. I believe you mentioned we're running out of time. So what are your biggest concerns about humanity surviving? You know, our way of life. The American dream, I believe, is over. What are your biggest concerns?
Well, truth. Truth is, right now, today, Mitch, crazy as it's going to sound coming from me, probably the best friend America has, friends, are Bill and Hillary Clinton. Right now. Because you see, I worked for years in the Pentagon on a project. It's called the FEMA Provisional Government Plan. Y'all know it. Everybody calls it martial law. It's been around since the 50s and 60s, and that is in case of a national disaster, which now could be riots. The national declared disaster is declared by Congress and the president. We go into FEMA provisional government. At that point, the president becomes basically king. Number two is not the vice president. The number two person is the head of Joint Chiefs of Staff. All members of what Congress, Senate, Congress, they go back to the home states, and there they become representatives of the federal government in their state and district. Now, I give you that quick rundown so that you see. We're one day, we're a couple of days, we're another shooting or so away from black riots and race riots everywhere spawned by Obama. Why? Why is he doing that? Because he knows what I know. That if he can get enough riots happening and people get scared enough, Congress and the president will vote to declare a national crisis, and then our form of government is set aside. And whoever's in the chair as president, when that happens, they become king and dictator. Now, the trick to the FEMA program is the only person that can call it off is the president. So today, the risk we have is Obama is hell-bent to turn this nation, he can call himself a Christian, he can call himself a white duck, I don't care, he's a Muslim. Today, the biggest threat we have immediately on this nation is the fact that Obama is doing everything he can with Sharpton and all his cronies to turn us into an Islamic caliphate. Upon doing so, he would become the head of Islam globally. Now, if we live through that, and the only people that have the power to fight him are the Clintons, we got one election to go, guys. One, if we get it. And that's keyed around Mexicans. You hear it every day. Democrats want Mexicans for their vote. Republicans want Mexicans for their labor, cheap labor. Folks, it don't matter. What everybody wants is those Mexicans, illegal, to be able to vote. And when they can vote, we normal Americans that used to be controlling ourselves, our destiny, that day's over. That day's over because, and I'm going to give you all a little point here. Don't believe me. Check it out. There's like 9 million Koreans in this nation registered. How many of you can walk and see a Korean community? I'll bet the answer is not many. Now, the government figures for Mexicans, illegals in this country, 11 to 12 million. Going back to the Kennedy-McCain immigration reform days. That's how long that number's been there. I ask you to take a dart and a map of the United States. Throw that dart at the map of the United States, and wherever that damn dart hits, there's going to be a bunch of Mexicans. You know, we're looking at a number, Vince, I believe, to be between 50, maybe even 60 million Mexicans in this country, and they are not here to become Americans. They're here just to get jobs, take money, send it to wherever. when they are made to vote, and y'all do remember just a couple, 3 weeks ago, our Supreme Court, out of the blue, ruled that it was illegal for any state to seek and challenge the residency of anybody with a driver's license to vote. When they can vote, the days of America are gone. Oh, we'll have elections then, but it'd be like Russia and Cuba. They got elections too. We can't make it past this next election. You can't do it. It's not possible. You can't mathematically make it happen.
Do elections count, Larry Nichols? I mean,
elections.
Yeah.
Elections stop counting when every politician you know runs around saying we're a democracy. When's the last time, Vince, you heard a politician, national stage, even local, call us a representative republic? They call us democracy.
I haven't in decades.
All right. That's why we're done. Because when we become a democracy, all you got to have is the most votes and you win whatever you want. That's all election is right now. Election is simply the math way to become king. And everybody's playing for the day this country falls into that FEMA thing. And when we do, whoever sits in the White House becomes king of America, then the world. And by the way, in the 86 plan with Hillary, which was a joke back then, but it's not funny now, when Hillary became president, then Bill will become Secretary General of the United Nations. That will happen.
Who is Al Gore?
Al Gore's a fool, and he knows he's a fool now. You know, when he bailed out Bill Clinton, he thought that he would be reciprocated when it was his turn to run. He found out he was betrayed like most people with the Clintons, like all people with the Clintons. The problem with Al Gore is Al Gore quickly adapted, modified, and adjusted. And now he works for, quote-unquote, these big globalist, the big multi-corporations, and it's all about money to him.
Do we have any legitimate representation? You know, we, the villagers, do we have any legitimate representation in Washington, D.C., or is Washington, D.C. a lost cause?
Right. Now, here again, Vince. Guys, please don't make me be Mr. Know-It-All. This is my opinion. I hear that music, so I guess I'm going to give it when we come back.
Yep. Okay. Larry Nichols is with us. He was in the Clinton administration's kitchen cabinet, the inner circle. And he's putting exclamation points on a lot of your thoughts. This is USAPrepares.com. Captain John Reagan's with us. I'm Vincent Finelli. We'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes Lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Captain John Reagan's with us. Larry Nichols is with us. And we were talking about, do we have legitimate representation in Washington, D.C.? Do we, the villagers, have legitimate representation in Washington, D.C.? Larry Nichols?
Vince, Washington, D.C. is gone. The devil resides there. We don't. I just saw on television a replay, I guess, of the rebel flag, bars and stars, being taken down in South Carolina or wherever. Everybody cheering. For those that actually know history instead of those that rewrite it in the interest of social engineering, brainwashing, that flag represents or represented states' rights.
Mm-hmm.
Racism didn't come into it until later in the war when Lincoln did it to get more soldiers because he was running out. Now, I tell you that story because the thing that the most important race any of you will vote in or be a part of in this upcoming election, if you still get to have it, will be your local state representative. The founding fathers knew when they started this country, not because they were geniuses and smart, because they had come through this themselves. They didn't know what was right, Vince, but they damn sure knew what was wrong. So they put the power at the state level. The only power those sumbitches in Washington have, Obama, Hillary, Bill, the conglomerates, just saw Jeb Bush, his super PAC, and him raised $114 million. The only power they got is that which we, through our states, succeed to them. And I'm going to tell you the secret to victory to save this country, guys, and this is as true as can be, the state. Every state, any state, one state of people, one state legislature, one governor, on one issue. Pick it. I don't care if it's underwater basket weaving. Vote on it. Say what the state wants and make it so. Then it'll be taken to federal court. When it goes to federal court, folks, don't be a fool. Don't go. Now, this isn't something Vince or I can do, but a state can do it. A governor can do it. You know what? Don't go. Well, they say you got to go. No, you don't have to go. Let's take the immigration thing they did in Arizona, whatever her name was. I thought we had a chance there. State voted. She implemented. First thing that happened here, it goes to federal court. She went to court. There she made the mistake. Folks, the federal courts are controlled. The Black Robe Mob, they got it. They got it. If the state will say no, we're not coming to your damn court. Thanks for the offer, but we're not coming. Here's what will happen. The court will say, we'll hold you in contempt, meaning the state. Fine, hold us in contempt. We're not coming. Well, then here's what we're going to do. We're going to cut off your matching educational funds. Keep it. How's that working out anyway for us? And by the way, federal government, we'll just quit sending our matching funds to you first. Well, then we'll cut off your highway funds. Cut them off. We're going to stop sending you the money. You see, then there's only three states in this whole damn country that get back more than they send into the federal government. That's California, New York, and Illinois. All the rest of us send our federal state money. We're supposed to get back somewhere between, I think it's 90, 96%. Don't hold me to that figure, but somewhere around there. But because we're paying for all this sick stuff, the state's getting back somewhere around 30%. So consequently, you and I, we're paying for what they're doing in California that's nuts and making it go broke. The state is the only hope we have. And the only hope we're going to have of saving this country is there, folks, with you and your state legislature. And you got to tell your damn government, you got to tell your governor, the only power Washington has over us at all is that which we accede to it, and we're going to stop it. And you know what? Next day it's over, because you know what will happen? One state does that, Vince, and watch how fast Washington buckles. Because the truth is, the emperor has no clothes. They know it. But the further we buy into this, the more we get into it, the more power Washington's going to take. And when Washington takes it, that means you're taking it from us. I'm sorry for that long-winded answer.
Brilliant answer, Larry. Larry, is the Postal Service, you know, we used to have the United States Post Office. Now we have the Postal Service. When we come back, can you tell us, is the Postal Service a private corporation for profit, or is it a government agency? We'll be right back after these few short commercial announcements.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R, like rebel, R, the letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Larry Nichols is with us. John Reagan's with us. And we're talking about the Postal Service. Larry, is the Postal Service a private corporation?
You know, Vince, it's one of those questions that I don't know. I can only tell you this. I think it's some form of government organization, which means some people are making a hell of a lot of money. And the reason I say that is because only a government entity can lose like the post office does. And we just keep paying. We just keep paying. Now, the postal people that drive the trucks and walk the streets, they're good people. They work hard. But the people that control it, they're just, they're on the pay. Vince, can I throw something in during that break? I had two listeners of yours text me And they said, how do we support you? May I answer that?
Please, please do, Larry.
Folks, you notice I've been here this time and I hadn't asked for any help. I have no money. My family, I've just ruined it. I mean, everything's just terrible. A friend, a listener to this network helped us set up a PayPal, and it's nicholslive@aol.com. A PayPal account at nicholslive@aol.com. Now, I am not asking for money if it's going to keep you, any one of you, from thinking what I'm talking about, I'm not doing from the heart. Look, guys, Vince, I never ask you for a dime to come on. I don't ask anybody. We need help, but I ain't got an organization. You're talking. Vince, you know it. You're talking to the organization. Am I right?
Yes.
And, guys, I'm one person. If you want to help me, I've kind of got medical issues and things that I can't take care of. It would be much appreciated. But I don't want what I say to be destroyed or somebody to say he's just doing it for money. But my PayPal account is nicholslive@aol.com. My address is number 58 Kensington Drive, Conway, Arkansas, 72034. And my phone number is 440-897-0611. Sorry I did that, Vince. I just, they told me.
That's quite all right. Larry, 58 Kensington Drive. Can you give us the rest of it one more time, please?
Conway, C-O-N-W-A-Y, Arkansas, A-R, and the zip is 72034.
Okay. And I will put this on our website, Larry, so if anyone needs a another way of finding you, Nichols Live, N-I-C-H-O-L-S-L-I-V-E, at AOL.com, 58 Kensington Drive, Conway, Arkansas, 440-897-0611. And yesterday, Larry, you were in the hospital, and you needed some funds, and they just arrived, right? In the nick of time.
They did, just in the nick of time. Thank God some people use Western Union. Oddly enough, one person tried to send money through Walmart Instagram, and then Walmart wouldn't let it go through.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. I'm public enemy number one, folks.
Are you saying that the funds sent?
Well, they tried to send it, but it wouldn't go. I went to pick it up, and I couldn't pick it up. They said that I had had too many transactions, and they wanted to ask the sender all kinds of questions, who was I, et cetera. Yeah. Look.
Wow.
You know, Vince, who I'm up against. See,
I'm not just up against
the Clintons. I'm not just up against Clinton. What you're hearing me talk about is the underbelly of crap I was with all the way through. And guys, stop thinking that anything, anyone out of Washington is what you think it is, because it is not. We are seriously under the control of probably the most sinister cabal that exists, and it's coming after us. It's coming after you. Oh, hell, they're coming after me now. But don't worry. They're coming after all of us unless we stop it. And for that, Vince, it's up to you, Captain John, and just drive home. The only way we're going to stop it's at the state level. Just say no. Breaks my heart to see the Confederate flag taken down. Taking it down. They're doing the same thing today in New Orleans. They're going to get rid of all the Confederate monuments. Folks, that's history. That's what that is. It's not a statement, but it's turning into a statement to destroy us. Sorry for the tirade.
I know it's not any different than what ISIS is doing in the Middle East, destroying the history there.
Absolutely.
You know, I spent 2.5 years at the Pentagon. I was working in the basement on the nuclear planning system. and that was my experience in the above top secret world. So I didn't have quite the exposure you did, and I was kind of interested in the circles you ran around. Did you learn anything about what today is called transhumanism, what a century ago here in America was eugenics and copied in Nazi Germany? Did you run across any of those plans where the elite want to live forever?
Is this Captain? I'm sorry.
Yes.
No, sir, I did not. But you got to remember when I was there, actually in the middle of it, that's a little pre where we are today. Now, there was a tremendous amount of work going on in the quote-unquote science and technology departments. Stuff that ran out of my pay grade, and it, from what people I knew in that day, Captain, they would tell you rather quickly if you didn't have anything to do with weapons. Now, so that's what it was, then that's what it was.
Larry, we were told many, many years ago about the Plunge Protection Team, the street name, for government intervention in the markets, in the securities markets.
Yes.
Do you know about that?
Well, I know about the parts that I was affected by, and because of my work with Stevens Investment Firm, which in that day was the largest investment firm outside of Wall Street in the world, and as I said earlier, in the 70s, you couldn't do business. Nobody is illegal to do business with a communist nation like China. Yet every day we sold rice, thousands and thousands and thousands of pounds of rice, had an office in China. And what was set up in that day was technically called the War Room. And what that was a group of big investors, you know, the large technical investors, and they literally would bump the market up, take it down, bump it up, and it was designed to draw down the quote-unquote high middle-income individual. You see, back in that day, Captain John, I'm sure you remember this, there was a word that was floating around in Washington called empowerment, and that was a nasty word. This government cannot allow us to be empowered as individuals, meaning making up our own minds, making our own decisions. And so the Wall Street guys is like going to Vegas. That thing's going to take your money. They're going to take it. And the big corporate investors are manipulating it by the hour. Now that I was involved with, if that answered your question.
How about gold? Is gold and are gold and silver manipulated as well?
You know, you're out of my league, buddy. Anderson, Ted Anderson, Ted, I remember I was one of the first people around when Anderson was forming Genesis, and I'm very proud of him, very proud of the work he did. And if there were anybody on this planet that I would ask that question to, it'd be him. And not to mention, Vince, if I had any damn sense, I wouldn't be financially distraught like I am.
Larry Nichols, to your knowledge, were there any really large disasters that were covered up from, you know, we the villagers knowing about it? Were there any large disasters that would frighten, you know, literally terrify us?
The one thing that I know during the Oklahoma bombing, I was sent from the FBI people working on the case. They were asking a lot of questions about the equipment used, etc. I was told then that even though what's-his-name did it, that it was done also by what people referred to back then as people that look like Middle Eastern characters. I am not a believer, Vince, so please forgive me, y'all. I am not a believer that the government blew up the World Trade Center. I am a believer that how it came down and how it happened don't make no sense ballistically or from an explosives perspective. the chances of that one tower coming straight down like an implosion is 1,000,000 to 1. And then for two of them to do the exact same thing is a gazillion to one. What I believe happened, this is my theory, not a fact. The planes hit. But if you know anything about the terrorists of the Middle Eastern variety, because we trained them to fight the Russians, I believe when the planes hit, they knew everything would go bonkers. They had a second team that came in dressed as firemen, et cetera, and they placed satchel charges. That's what brought the building down the way it did. I believe we were not told that because the American people would have been scared to death to know that there were still terrorists on the ground and they weren't caught and we didn't have a clue where to go. But now that, folks, is my theory, period.
Larry, we're going into a break and we're going to come right back and I've got so many questions for Larry Nichols, and one of them is, do the Clintons have a, what we would say, a normal marriage? Do they have a normal marriage? Are they husband and wife like many of us are? Or are they different? Or they just have a relationship to... How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Don't
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
Watch it. I know there's something. It's going to be sliding. Turn it up. Turn it up. God, you're... Take my... When you go to the DC, don't... For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
John Reagan's with us, Larry Nichols is with us, and we've been doing a class about the presidency, about the Clinton era. And we've discussed William Clinton, and we've discussed Hillary Clinton, and many others surrounding the Clintons. And my last question was, do the Clintons have what might be viewed as a normal marriage? Can a president have a normal marriage, meaning husband and wife, and be somewhat normal, or is it impossible?
Well, Vince, number one, with Bill and Hillary, here again, this one I can speak to very clearly because Bill told me and I had to cover up half the junk. Bill and Hillary back in the day had what was called swingers relationships. He did who he did and she did who she did, and as long as they didn't have to do it with each other, they were happy. Bill even said, eventually, I had said it, and finally Jennifer Flowers, when she did her book, said, validated sort of what I've been telling people, Bill would tell me that Hillary got more women than he ever did. Now, are they a normal couple? No. Their relationship's purely political business. Matter of fact, Bill told me, you know, they got testy times back then when, you know, I thought they might come apart. And I was clearly told they could not divorce because as long as they were married, they could never be forced to testify against each other. And they've been together ever since. Don't even believe when you see Bill and Hillary that you see the image of a married family. It's not. And then when you ask the question about any president, I doubt it. I doubt it. Because here again, you've got to have this need for power, Vince. You've got to have that to go through and withstand everything. A normal couple couldn't take it or wouldn't take it. But to people that run for that office, I think there's a pretty clear understanding it's about power. You know, Vince, you've asked me a lot of questions. Can I ask you and John one?
Sure.
gentlemen, me on this program talking about these things, am I helping a damn bit? Have I helped you any at all?
If you're asking me, the answer is absolutely. And I'll tell you why. This broadcast is about preparedness and survival. And I've been saying for 5 years, I'm a farmer. I used to have a job. I used to be a banker. I used to design computer systems for banks. I jumped off the corporate ladder to become a farmer because I saw the country was coming apart. What you have done is you've put exclamation points on every single one of my thoughts, every single one. And I believe that you've done exactly the same thing for every single one of our listeners. I really believe that. John Reagan?
And I think it goes along with something that you said about our founding fathers. They might not have known what to do, but they knew what they went through. And the more that we understand about what we are really going through and experiencing today, exposing the lies, once things happen, then perhaps our refounding fathers will take those experiences so we have a better country.
Larry, I had a question that I hope we could get to. We only have like a minute left. Did Bill Clinton choose Al Gore as his running mate, or did someone else choose Al Gore? And if so, why? Why Al Gore?
He didn't choose him. He was chosen by the Stevenses and the cabal. Al Gore, as the case with many vice presidential candidates, are usually chosen for their ability to add to the ticket votes. Al Gore was nothing. He was nothing to Bill Clinton when he was president, and he saw pretty quickly when he ran for president that he was nothing to the Clintons after they left. You know, if there's one person on this earth that don't like the Clintons anymore that's bitter, it's Al Gore.
Very quickly, in 15 seconds or so, Larry Nichols, do you have any suggestions, advice, counsel for us, what we need to do to save our country?
Yeah. Spread the word. Stay true. Stay true. Tell the truth. And then work on states' rights. That's where it begins. And that's where it will end.
Larry Nichols, thanks so much for being with us. I look forward to having you back again and again as your schedule permits. Captain John Reagan, thanks for being with us. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.